Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is your girl Aya. Welcome to my podcast. Today I'm just doing a little intro about what I'll be doing here, why I'll be doing it, and why you should tune in. Now, if you already know about my blog, you would know that I make these daily posts called Verse of the Day, where I share an ayah from the Quran, sometimes with a snippet of tafsir from Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, along with a tip on how to implement that verse into your life. Actually, in your life, but low-key also into your life. What I want to do is make these episodes as, like, the audio companions to those Verse of the Day blog posts. But before actually starting with the audio series, I wanted to explain why I started posting these verses in the first place. I had been thinking a lot about this hadith that goes as follows. Abu Hamd al-Rahman reported that the companions would learn to recite 10 verses from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They would not take another 10 verses until they understood the knowledge and deeds they contained. They would say, "We learned sacred knowledge and action together." So I was thinking about that hadith and, like, I was like, wow, what a beautiful, purposeful way of engaging with the Quran. I mean, these are people who deeply understood the magnitude and importance of it. It wasn't enough for them to just memorize the ayat. They were committed to understanding, and then even more than that, acting upon them. And that was the part that inspired me the most. Like, how did they find a way to act upon every single verse they memorized? And it really made me think, like, you know what? If they could do it, then so can we. I mean, what's the difference? There are a lot of differences. But, like, what's the difference in the sense of ability? Like, they were able to, we must be able to. So I was like, okay, let me try and do what they did. Let me look at each verse, along with Ibn Kathir's tafsir on them, and try and find a way to act on it just like they did. And unsurprisingly, it's actually incredibly easy to discover ways to act on each one. So if you're more so a listener than a reader, and you're not feeling the whole looking up my blog thing, that's okay. This podcast is for you. I really hope you join me on this journey, and I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to be true people of the Quran. Oh, also, I did want to mention, like, who I am. Completely forgot about that part. So my name is Aya, and I'm studying at Mishkai University, getting a degree in Islamic studies. I'm not a random person from the street. I'm also not a sheikh, but I also do study from sheikhs. So, you know, I'm not like a random person with a podcast, but I am, but like not like that. But I am learning a lot. I am learning with a good university. And so I really hope that you join me on this journey. Salaamu alaikum.